To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deal that the Philadelphia Phillies gave him. He wanted to go back home. Are you encouraged by that news from the Baltimore Orioles that they were involved in that? And that is such a high price.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to look at this other than as a positive, right? If somebody had told you 3 years ago when John Angelos was still owning the Orioles that after the 2025 season, Mike Elias would offer a designated hitter a 5 years, $150 million contract, I think everybody would have laughed at that suggestion.
And I'll go one step further. Nobody would have told you that.
Right. Exactly. And then, remember, last offseason, Mike Elias, I believe the numbers were 4 years, 180 for Corbin Burns, and Burns wanted to go to Arizona, right? So free agency is a two-way street. This is just my impression of the Kyle Schwarber thing, which is he told his agency, hey, I'm staying in Philadelphia, but go get me the most money. And that's what happened. And the question for the Orioles is if they are looking at Pete Alonso, is the same thing going to happen? Is Pete Alonso, does he want to stay in New York? Does Steve Cohen want him to stay there? And is it just going to be something where the Orioles end up sort of being runner-ups there too? Because the first step in free agency is having the money and being willing to spend it. The second part is being able to convince players to come to your team and to be a destination. And I think the Orioles are on the precipice of being there, but they're not there quite yet, like what we've seen out of the Blue Jays this offseason and how they've really popped over the past year.
So what do you think the chances are? Alonso is just doing this to see if he can squeeze more out of Cohen? Or what is Kyle Tucker doing the same thing?
Yeah, Kyle Tucker's in a different stratosphere, right? Because he's going to get a longer-term deal than what Alonso's going to get. And so then your question for the Orioles is how willing are you to give out a 7-year, $200 million contract? That seems less likely to me than the Alonso thing. Again, this is just speculation on my part. And so with Alonso, again, my assumption is always just that he's going to stay in New York. But the Mets have been doing some weird things. They just let Edwin Diaz go for what appears to be a small amount of money. And so anything is possible at this point. Pete Alonso is clearly a fit. Mike Elias did say on Monday, this is something that he also would not have said a couple years ago. He said that there is payroll space for the team to make two splashes in free agency, a pitcher and a big bat. And so this is just my opinion. I think they would probably be better served going out and getting two splash pitchers than a pitcher and a bat, just because I think that's more feasible and I think it would be better for the team. But at the end of the day, if they end up getting an Alonso, a Tucker, a Cody Bellinger, who, in my view, really fits this roster, being able to play center field and first base, that is clearly going to help this team in addition to what they already had in addition in Taylor Ward.
This is, again, I'm not talking about playing high school. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. From Tampa. That was my neighborhood high school down there. Mm-hmm. Do you know about Alonso and Tucker went there?
Yeah, I mean, even more guys.
They produce so many great athletes. Look, amazing.
I think Tucker's one of the best players in all of baseball, honestly. The way he hits lefties, righties, approach defensively. And this was always my thought, JCM, and tell me if you agree, disagree, but I always felt like they were going to sign a starting pitcher, sign a bat, and then whatever bat they sign, the corresponding move is Beavers and Cows are getting traded if you pick up Tucker, Mayo getting traded if you pick up Pete Alonso, and using that to go get another starting pitcher, i.e. an Edward Cabrera or somebody similar to that.
Yeah, I think you have the order of operations right in that. I think Elias wants to get something done on the free agency front before making the trade,
yep.
so that he knows who to trade. If you get an Alonzo, you're right. It looks to be more like a Mayo Mountcastle. If you get another outfielder, it's more likely to be a Beavers, Kerstad, et cetera, situation. And so, you know, you mentioned Calder. So I think the interesting part about this offseason is up until literally this year, the way that Magalhães approached the offseason was, like last year, we need a right-handed hitting backup catcher. Let's go out and get the best one on the market. And he just like had the very narrow view. We need a right-handed hitting outfielder. Let's go out and get one of the best ones on the market in Tyler O'Neill. That obviously didn't work out. But this offseason, he's very much taking a more broad approach, which is that it seems like he wants a big bat in free agency, and he's talking to seemingly all of them. And some of those guys are left-handed hitting outfielders. It's a Cody Bellinger who's left-handed hitting but can play first base. It's an Alonzo who's a right-handed hitting first baseman. And then it's Schwarber who's a left-handed hitting DH. And so I think Elias is viewing this as, listen, we just need to get better, and we will figure out the configurations of our lineup and our defense once we get a legitimate stud in here to help supplement and guide this young core.
Got to get the first one, though, right? The first one's got to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Jacob, we got to get out of here, but in your opinion, these meetings are over tomorrow. Will the Orioles make a move one way or the other before the end of these meetings?
I think the odds are always on that something's not going to happen just because it's such a condensed period of time. I can say this, they're very busy up in the Orioles suite. There's a lot going on, and I think Elias and company are a lot busier at this winter meeting than they've ever been in the 3 years that I've been covering the team.
There you go. Tell folks how to follow you on social media.
Just on Twitter at Jay Calvin Meyer, and I appreciate you guys, and I promise next time you have me on, the little one will be with me.
Yeah, we want to hit a star, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
See you, man.
Yes, sir.
Safe travels, 410-583-1057.
Joey Disney.
He said that they're busiest that he's ever seen them since being on this beat. That's positive for me, too. Because we know Jacob Calvin-Meyer calls balls and strikes.
Problem is, like, even if you're out there dancing with everybody, if you don't take somebody home, fans are still going to feel the same way. You know, and we've heard they're in on everyone. Like, right. There's not a box that hasn't been checked for
is
the
that,
Orioles.
Is that fair?
It's not fair, but it is because of the circumstances of what we've had.
Because I'll give you an example. They offered Kyle Schwarber reportedly the same thing that the Phillies offered him. Schwarber wanted to go back. So do you ding the Orioles and say they didn't offer him enough?
Because you know what ultimately happens? If the one guy that's live to just leave and go anywhere, to me, is Bellinger. And he's the guy we haven't talked a lot about. And I don't know if you guys read what I sent in the group chat where Scott Boras was being cute saying, well, nobody's out here dodging it. You know, you got to come out and you want to get in the red. And he starts he basically said all of the team's names that were in on Bellinger. And he said the Birds, meaning, I mean, they're
Cardinals.
Yes, the Cardinals and Blue Jays. That's who he's talking about. No, Cardinals, Blue Jays, Orioles being in that mix for him as well. And I think the Seahawks, too. The NFL was interested in him. Right. But no, like
you say, I don't think Tucker is linked. I don't think Tucker is
no.
Devoted to anybody.
The difference is Tucker's going to make more money than everybody else.
I got you.
And everybody assumes that means Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. And the Yankees haven't done anything yet. Nothing. So everybody's like, what's going to happen? And my assumption is, I hope it doesn't come down to the Orioles and Red Sox just outbidding themselves for Pete Alonso, and then he takes it back to the Mets and does exactly what Schwarber did, which is a possibility. Because if those things happen and you miss out on Tucker, I think it's a full court press to try to get Belly and overpay for him. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you just got to come
in. Overpay for somebody.
I think you just got to throw the extra year in there and just eat it, man.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.